Yes, there was a company that introduced cores to the square loop core was introduced in this country. The historical point that's never been researched carefully by General Ceramics. General Ceramics was a company in New Jersey, which had been a ceramic maker. They made toilet bowls and mm-hmm. other industrial ceramics. Mm-hmm. And it had been owned by a German investment banking house. It was a Jewish house, and they had come back over to America, refugees from Germany, and had picked up General Ceramics and had used it as a base of operations here. One of the people that was a scientist in Germany had come over with them and felt that there was real opportunity in square loop materials and knew about it and really introduced the square loop material, started to make it here, and they had patents, strong patents. So they were a factor and certainly the leading maker of cores. Mm-hmm. The memory system using the cores, of course, came from Forrester at MIT.
Right.
And also some dispute over this. There was early work by Reichman at RCA. Mm-hmm. The people at Telemeter Magnetics had worked for Jan Reichman. And the core makers we had come from RCA, where they had a long tradition of ceramics, of technical ceramics. Mm-hmm. So there were General Ceramics was a major competitor. We had some minor competitors. And then before the Ampex merger took place, a group of engineers and marketing people left Telemeter Magnetics and started a company called Electronic Memories. And they became a major factor in the business. They took some very good people from Telemeter Magnetics mm-hmm. and started their own company. So we had what became Ampex as a major force, Electronic Memories and General Ceramics. Mm-hmm. Electronic Memories eventually bought General Ceramics. The breakaway group of the competitor bought the parent.
Parent company. I see.